Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Five, check ahead of midfield, 45 minutes.
Hey, hold it. Same group up, everybody off together. Attack the ball. Take those eyes off you. Attack the ball with your eyes, right? Bam! Then break it.
We pulled it off!
I think anybody that's an Eagles fan is really looking forward to this game. Kansas City Chiefs coming to Philadelphia. It's a night to acknowledge a great chapter of Eagles history.
4th and 26.
Brian Westbrook, punt return.
Pickle juice.
We're good if we never have a Tuesday night game again.
And then there was this other miracle in the Meadowlands.
It'll probably be the most anticipated game on the schedule this year. I mean, the fans had a love-hate relationship with Andy.
When you have the same coach for 14 seasons, and all of a sudden, when you see him on the opposing sidelines, it's going to be very bizarre.
He's going to say, look, it's just a football game. It's about the players. It's not about that. But it is about that. It is about the history. It is about Andy. It is about what he accomplished here.
There are a lot of people, I'm imagining, kids who were at the games who weren't even born when there was another coach for the Eagles. So to see somebody else on the other sideline, it's going to be very strange, but you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun.
The biggest thing that I'm curious about in that game is going to be the fan reaction when Andy Reid walks out onto the field.
To a large degree, it's about how he will be received by the fans here. He had a 14-year run in Philadelphia, the winningest coach in Eagles history. That's been well documented, but it ended very badly, and it ended with a lot of the fans here saying, glad to see you go. But this is a night for the fans to say, glad to see you back.
As much as the organization respects what Andy did, they want to beat him really bad, and the same goes for Andy. So it's going to be an unbelievable electric atmosphere.
Donovan McNabb, statistically, was the most productive quarterback in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not even open to debate.
I think he didn't get enough credit for his grit, for his ability.
You know, the only thing that Donovan didn't accomplish was winning the Super Bowl. I mean, he did everything else in terms of winning games, setting records, passing for touchdowns, leading the team, taking him to a Super Bowl. I mean, he accomplished everything except winning the Super Bowl. But I think, on balance, he leaves behind a very, very handsome legacy.
How do you sum up Donovan McNabb's career in one word? Complicated. A lot of moving parts. Had great success. Great disappointment. I think what Eagles fans will remember most about Donovan McNabb is he almost got the team to the promised land. And that, for a lot of people, is going to be good enough.
You know, that whole Donovan McNabb, Andy Reid era, you know, from all the time that I've been associated, may have been the best era of football that we have witnessed. And it's funny how you don't appreciate things until you don't have them any longer. But Donovan McNabb as a quarterback was a winner.